No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here joined by my lovely co-host.
What's happening? What's the deal?
Lush the plug. And then right here we have Johnny Blaze back for the second time. How you doing?
Fucking right. Hello.
What's going on?
I'm good. Pretty good.
We had her on last time and she was a real bundle of energy. Let me just say that.
She rolls amazing blood.
Man, let's just keep it a snake. You promised me, mother. You said I got your back, and you go expose my ugly ass boy.
Well, if you really did smuggle it in your booty crack, I told you
that's
I would,
what it looks like. It looks like I relapse.
Yeah, I'm relapsing right now.
It really looks like I squished it with my ass.
It looks like you at least put it in your pocket to get into a music festival,
like prison. Out.
But how do you spend so much time hanging out around all these G's and your blunt rolling skills are this bad?
Man, people be giving me blunts pre-roll. When I'm in these studio sessions and stuff like that, they already have them rolled. So nobody knows the embarrassment of this rolling until now.
You're not rolling them up.
No.
She ain't putting no tucks on it.
Nope.
Probably a lot of top rappers can't roll up because they just have been in a position for so long that they've had a roller, you know?
Probably.
And that's why there's people that are employed as blunt rollers now.
And I was thinking the other day how I haven't had to go through that thing of like rolling weed and getting my fingers encrusted with green flakes and like having a genuine hard time getting it off. I haven't had to do that in a long time.
It is loose and wet.
That's what she said.
Yo, pause, B.
Loose and wet.
So, Johnny, I understand that this interview was delayed a little bit because you were going through some drama in your personal life. Should we drop in on this?
Which one?
There was some kind of number being leaked or something along those lines.
Someone put my address up.
Your address. Ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I've been with that person for 2 years, and I don't know. I think I'm really changing, motherfuckers. Like, I usually, you know, beat down, and I don't want to beat down no more. I don't want to be the active, let me get back at you and stuff. And I was just trying to bow out the situation.
Beat down being your relationship style, that you were just, you're prone to aggression?
Like,
just, or?
Yeah, like, I get tired of that. I want to be girly and shit. I notice I'm a little boyish sometimes.
In what way? I see you doing a lot of MMA or kickboxing or whatever.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, by just in relationships, I feel like girls that have been traumatized or have bad relationships before, they have this, like, toughness about them, and they forget that you don't have to be like that with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, soften up, bitch. Like, so I want to be like that. So I'm glad that he caught me in that time when he did put my address where I want to be girly. Like, I'm going to just do it the right way and, you know, get lawyers and stuff like that. But it was pretty fucked up.
You should do some left-eye shit and burn his house down.
See, the way my felons are working.
Unless you live together.
Well, no, we don't live together. Okay. See, the way Fulton County, they like me, but I don't like going there all the time.
The cops?
Yeah, I go to Fulton a lot.
Yeah, I mean, arson is kind of non-negotiable, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, all the other ones was negotiable. I don't think that's going to work.
Like, I just feel like if you get caught up on an arson case, even if they fuck with you, even if a couple of the cops got your OnlyFans, is like,
and
nah.
They like you, like, yeah, you can see. But it's arson. But you're going to jail.
Arson is special. Facts. You're talking about, like, millions of dollars worth of damage.
That
people
means
could
that
die.
You went like this. You was, like, in the house and was like.
Yeah.
Shit.
That blunt look like it's going to start some arson.
I knew.
That's the type of blunt.
It would almost be a better use.
You need to go to jail for rolling like
man,
this.
Someone need to tuck homegirl of wood right quick. Come on.
Man, I'm about to roll this shit.
Come on,
I can't do nothing else. I can't drink. I drink, I'll take a half of shot and I get sick. I decided not to be drinking no more because I take medication. I have PTSD. We all know this. I don't.
Oh, so you're on the meds,
yeah.
The psych meds?
I take
meds?
Medication. Yeah, or, and it's nothing wrong. Yeah, that.
Well, that doesn't go well with alcohol at all.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I take
I'm not
medication
one of those.
Too.
Yeah, so yeah. I just be smoking. You feel me? Like
me too. Liver.
And then, yeah, your liver goes away. Sometimes.
No, liver. King, liver is king.
Yeah.
He's on that liver king diet.
Gosh.
But okay, you take one shot like and you're done. So you could join the blackout girls.
I'm probably worse than them.
Damn.
It'll probably be a little.
But they've been working on their tolerance for all these years. How much do you actually drink?
I can't drink, Adam. Right. I swear to God. Like, half of a shot made me feel kind of weird. Even when I don't take the medication and I try to take, you know, just being around friends, my body's like, you know, the medicine's still in you, even though you didn't take it like that. So I don't enjoy it. So I'm just like, let me just smoke, do my music, twerk, and do what I do. And, you know, I'm cool with the blunt. It might not be the best. Fuck y'all. This is fire.
Hey, we'll see how it smokes.
It's better than a Prozac.
Yeah.
At least potentially.
Yeah, I can't take that either.
Oh, really? They got you some designer shit?
Yeah, like Zoloft and stuff, like for depression and stuff. I like it, though. It keeps me in this mood that I'm in.
Men
like,
can't take Zoloft, though. Or what? A lot of men can't. I can't take
Why?
Zoloft.
Why?
Zoloft. Let's just say Zoloft rhyme with
switch your dick.
So soft.
Damn.
Really?
So soft. Damn. Yeah, that shit don't work. I guess I think it's only like 33%
of people. I know you
people.
Probably when you tried to take it and then you were looked at.
I was like, hello, wake up, where you at?
You tried it and you couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
Adam's face.
Yeah. Even you wouldn't be able to fool him.
Hey,
telling
I'm
you,
just
bro.
That's good. I could use that maybe.
Yeah.
Get some Roman swipes.
But why would you want it? It's gonna do that.
No, but sometimes I feel like maybe I could use.
He's trying
less,
to tone it down.
Less blood pressure. Like I'm too into it. Look at the way she's just been staring at this blunt for so
what
long.
Side?
Nah, I'm gonna ask you why. What side is this motherfucker?
What side is he using?
You should move out here and just do a podcast with us every week because I can. Johnny Blaze is just like a
non-source
of like
she's
we don't
tired.
Have. We're not talking about anything. And this is like the best conversation ever.
I don't be giving a fuck. That's the problem with everybody. Everybody want to be in everybody's business. I used to be scared to be like this. Like, I've always been like this. And I used to be instead mean or get mad at a fucking interviewer for asking me shit. Ask me whatever. It is what it is. It's already out.
Well, how are you like so fine and so down to earth, though?
Because I don't want to be the pretty bitch that got a nasty attitude. But that's like, what people think.
But that's like 99.
Oh, I'm like this all day. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just glued my wig on before I came in this bitch. I'm real. Like,
is that the South,
I had to
though?
Get it together, Adam. I'm not coming on here looking ugly.
I don't know how to glue a wig on.
I'm
going to
show
crazy.
You.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I didn't know you glued it on. I thought you just pulled it on.
Nah, see, I lost my hair. I had HS. I have HS, hereditary skin disease. Mm. So they gave me the wrong medication and made me itch. You remember Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
His friend was like, I went to the bathroom. I was still hot. Got in the tub, I was still hot, so I shaved my hair off. That's what happened to me. Literally, I was feeling hot from the vacation. So I just wear a lot of wigs more than normal now. I don't give a fuck. I'll pull this bitch off right now, but I got somebody I like watching me.
Oh, my God. There's always somebody. So you're freshly single, but you already got a crush?
I'm single. I like girls, man.
Oh.
The niggas ain't doing it for me.
At all.
Y'all motherfuckers is terrible.
And, really?
But there's some girls you don't like Azalea Banks.
God, actually, she gave us just such a layup.
So
you can't. Oh, my God.
He did an alley-oop.
Lush, we got to talk about that one later,
fighting,
bro. She just starts talking about her lesbianism, and
oh,
then you change the subject immediately.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Let's go back to that. Let's
yeah,
go back
come
to
on,
that.
Man.
Let's
go back to that.
But no, I ain't got no problem with Azalea. I just don't like what she be saying. She's talented. I'm not no hater. That's what it is. I don't have to fucking like you at all. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you're not talented. The motherfucker still sell out concerts. She still do shit. I'm not going. I just don't like you.
She sells out concerts?
She actually, people fuck with that girl.
Okay.
It's just probably not on our statue, but she could hold a couple thousand. I've seen it.
We don't.
I watch it from a fake page. I watch the people I don't like from a fake page.
I just
keep
don't.
Because people won't say it.
You got the burner?
I only
now
ever
I
hear about
burners.
Her when she says something crazy because then the media reports on it.
And it's kind of like me when you only see drama, but then you go over there and you're like, this bitch is playing piano blindfolded, bro. Like, the fuck? She's writing for Macy. She's got records. Like, yeah, it's the same thing. You just got to change that shit up. If she just shut the fuck up and just do what she need to do, like I'm doing, you'll be fine.
The Zoloft is Zolofting.
All right, guys. I just needed to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Sword Vitality. I need you to know that self-care is cool and that self-care is manly. You should be proud to take care of yourself. 40% of men are affected by impotence at age 40, and nearly 70% of men are affected at age 70. You need to stop buying highly suspect pills in gas stations. No more hiding that little blue pill in your sock drawer. Sword Vitality will increase your blood flow in ways that will have you thriving as a man. If you aren't experiencing erections in the morning, it might be time for you to become a Sword Vitality man. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It should be as normal as having a conversation with your spouse and saying, I like to go hiking, I like to play football, and I use Sword Vitality. The three main benefits. Number one, you increase blood flow in ways that help you thrive as a man in the bedroom. Number two, Sword Vitality can help increase your stamina. And number three, you don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. Visit Sword Vitality and enter in No Jumper, one word, at checkout to receive a nice discount on your first order. That's swordvitality.com and enter in No Jumper on your first order.
Zolofting is Zolofting. Man.
Okay, so before Lush decided that he was speed running this interview, you said that
definitely
you're mostly interested in girls now. Let's talk about that.
I like girls.
Way better.
Has that always been a thing? Or
yeah, ever since. Like, I've always been like
hold
this.
Hold the mic in a little bit.
Oh, my bad. You know, I got to get close.
But you can move the mic as well.
I've always been like this. I think right now where I'm at is that I wouldn't say I don't have a filter. It's just more of I speak my mind. Like, I like what I like. I like girls that look either like me. I like slim girls. I like pretty faces. I started getting into my skincare. So apparently, I guess when you do this fucking peel, you break out and shit. But I've been into like faces lately because I care about mine. So I'm like, I like girls with pretty faces. I gotta see that motherfucker.
But okay, when you were telling me about your past relationships, it felt like you were very much drawn to, let's just say, wild guys. There were some situations I couldn't fucking believe that you were telling me about. Like, that just feels like the kind of energy you're never gonna get from a girl.
No, you could get toxic chicks too.
Right, but like violent, reckless type shit.
Yeah, like reckless. But now it's like I look for, not look for, because you shouldn't look for stuff. You shouldn't look for shit. You're gonna definitely fail at that. When it comes to you or whoever it is, you'd be like, sometimes, you know how a guy be like, my bitch, that's my bitch. Like, I'm learning that, okay, that's cool. But sometimes I wanna be like, hey, that's my lady. Or a girl say, hey, that's my girl. Mm. That's my lady.
Bitch means lady.
I know it does, but you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to be like that feminine, like I'm really getting into my feminine. My cousin was like, yo, you're so boyish. I'm like, how? She's like, just how your demeanor. So I'm working on it, I think.
If you're boyish, then sign me and Lush up for the fucking YMCA. Yeah,
for real.
The boys
real.
Club.
I
Let's
guess
go.
It's more of like, not look wise, more of like how I talk. Like my relationships, I talk like I wear the pants. Like, and the
so
guys,
you like more feminine women then?
I like feminine women because it teaches me to be feminine. But the guy I was with is aggressive. He's strong. So I started to want to be aggressive and strong. Not that he didn't have the pants. It was just more of I was doing stuff that a lot of men complain about that women don't want to admit to. Sometimes we're fucking aggressive. We say shit thinking that, you know, men don't have a feeling or whatever. And we be that tough. And then you wonder why maybe your guy is probably talking to a girl that's sweet and kind because they don't want that shit. Then cheating gets involved. Then it's, oh, you talking to this girl, she's not like, it's so much
but you,
shit.
It's like you think there are two opposites. Toxic men that are going to beat you and treat you horribly, and then there's women. There is something in between. There's got to be decent guys out there, right?
There is. Okay, let me rephrase this. I do not want the guys to, hold on, because I'm fair, because you chicks be doing some crazy, even me, like I'm learning, like y'all do some crazy shit to people, to guys, and I'm not against guys. I just feel like, you know, in a relationship, you should be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Be a lady. And I wasn't being that, so I wanna
learn that. But
don't
you need a dude that's going to make you feel like a lady, too?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, the my bitch, like, saying my lady. Like, I can't do the aggressive all the time. Sometimes when you're in so much toxic shit to the point that you don't, I don't want to be toxic.
I think you're just looking for the right guy, though.
Yeah, like, that's what it sounds like. I want to walk in a fucking park and wear matching outfits and shit. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Have a bitch on the side with
matching
us. Matching
outfits.
You know what I'm saying? Like real, just corny, real shit.
But where are you meeting guys? Because it doesn't.
I don't meet them. I don't know what the fuck happens in my relationships. Like, as far as, I don't go looking for stuff.
Do you think you have to go outside of like hip hop or like,
oh, yeah. I like
Love
and
Hip Hop alumni?
Like normal. I like normal guys.
Well, your last relationship, he wasn't like a.
No. He's an it guy. It's just more.
Oh, he was popping?
Yeah, he's popping. I'm not going to. What I mean by popping is that he get money.
Okay.
But he's not like a rapper.
Like,
no. He's like, he came from the streets and really built himself up. Okay. I won't. See, we can fall out all day, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to shit on you.
Right.
He's just not in that world. But he's business wise, yeah, that motherfucker get money. Like, but it's more of, I don't go looking for it. It's just what happens. I've dated a regular guy that didn't have anything. I made way more than them. They had a 9-to-5. And I was okay with that because it was the person that was teaching me how to, this is how a man's supposed to speak to you. I'm a love, what I said before, I'm a love hoe.
But how long did that last?
A long time. It was my fault. It wasn't his.
You cheated on him?
No.
With somebody who was getting more money than him?
No. You won't believe it. I really stick to my word. This is the truth. I couldn't let go of something that was toxic for me. Mm. And I was
another
putting
guy.
I was putting it out on that person. This is why I'm glad I'm single speaking about this, because I used to be afraid to like say it, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to offend. No, I'm single, not saying I'm messing around with a bunch of people, because I'm lonely as fuck and I'm cool with it. Like, I want to be lonely so I can get this money, so I can get my music together and shit like that. When I stress about relationships, it fucks up everything for me.
And you're healing too, right?
Yeah, like I'm really healing. Like, I took 2 shots yesterday instead of 1. I forgot to tell you. I actually could drink. I passed out, but the point was I got
So you're proving that you're healing by drinking more.
No. 1 shot compared to 2.
Oh, you said 2 instead of 1, I think.
Okay, out
you
of
did
a year.
Say that.
Okay.
Okay, half of a shot. I take half of a shot and I'm messed up.
So you drink
up.
Less.
I took 2 yesterday on some celebration, like I'm about to like do my thing, and was knocked out all day. Yeah, I have a low tolerance.
Yeah, because of the psych meds, right? Yeah,
well, I'm not on them right now because I want
to.
I thought
you have to be on them like long term, right? You can't just dip out for a while, right?
You're supposed
to. Look, so listen, see how real I am with it? Like,
are you keeping it funky? I ain't mad at you.
Some people don't want to tell the truth. That's the problem. Some people sit here and look in the cameras and be like, I take my medicine every day and I feel great. No, some days I don't want to take that shit. I want to cry. I actually do want to cry. I want to go through that motion. And then I want to go in the studio and write about the shit. I'm real. I'm not going to sit here and tell people that be fighting. It's annoying to take medication.
Do you think if you stopped taking your medication that you would have like a Kanye arc and start telling everybody you love Hitler and shit?
No, I really be chilling. Oh. Because I know better. You know, I went to go. It's been a year. I got help a year ago, like where I do other things. Like you see me in the gym a lot. I was 237 pounds. I'm 190.
What are you right now?
I'm 190.
So you lost 50 almost pounds?
On walking on an incline of 15.
When I saw you, you were at like the top end of that?
Oh, no. It got way worse than that.
You got bigger than that?
What?
Really? Wow.
I was using pictures that I take from before to make it seem like it was recent. It was embarrassing.
Wow.
And you're really getting like all the first time me speaking about this shit. Like,
I haven't seen you stand up since you came in here today, so I don't know exactly what it's working.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know where 90 of them pounds are for sure.
Listen.
And it's not about the look either. Hold on. Let me flex real quick. It's not about the look. It's my personality. Everything.
Exactly,
like
yeah.
I'm already fine. Even if I didn't have surgery, I'm just a fine ass bitch. My personality would kill any bitch in the world.
I just remember when she came in last time.
I was a little heavier.
But it was the kind of dynamic where like every guy in the office became like a mumbling retard. Like nobody could get a word out.
Sweet to me.
Right, because they were all incapacitated.
He says some of these people that usually got a mouth on them, they're like super sweet. He likes you. I think it was AD you said. He said AD spoke highly of you.
He's a nice guy. Like,
AD was dick riding. He's like, oh, her music is so good. She's so talented. I'm like, wow. You almost cried when I told you that. You were so hyped.
Because I know the ass. Okay, so for example, someone was telling me Academics was having this interview, right? It's always the people that they think is the assholes, that they're assholes to everybody. They're like, oh, you would probably clash if you see this person. I'm like, no. Actually, he was talking about something of someone that, you know, dated people or did they put them on, and my name got put up. He's like, I'm not going to do that. She been had a name before, getting with any guy that y'all thought. I never got popular off a guy. If I wanted to talk to somebody and they were popular, just so happened, my bad, but I'm not looking for if the person's popular or not. I like you. I like you. So he was just saying, like, you know, she always had a name. And it's like, I thought he was going to dog you. I'm like, why would he? I'm popping. I respect people. When I seen him, I said, hi, how you doing? I'm not no groupie.
No, you are a rare bird.
I'm different
though.
Than the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I do what I do. I give money. I like bitches. I take care of my family. I do music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought you was going to be me, and I ain't going to lie.
Hell no.
Yeah. So could you be in a relationship with a guy where you're like completely monogamous, or does there always have to be girls on the set?
No, I like girls. That's like a thing for me.
Okay, but
if you were dating a God-fearing man like me, you wouldn't be able to take a break from all the vagina?
You shouldn't. You got to be with people. You have to be with people that fits for you. If you're a guy and you like women, but you want a main girl, you probably need to date somebody that's bisexual.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Fit what fits for you. I can't.
I got a theory about girls.
Okay, what's the
all theory? Girls like girls until there's a pussy in their face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I'm not like that.
Exactly.
Well, the percentage of girls who would make out with another girl is like super high. And then the percentage of girls, even in the porn world, there's a lot of girls who do girl on girl content who like will tell you off camera that they don't like eating pussy and that's just not their thing. So they go down there and they fake it.
With me, I am not jealous of another girl. I got so much talent in my motherfucking hands. I make a bitch feel real small. Like, I really flex on my music. That's all I have. Like, that's the thing. When I say that's all I have, that's my biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not my looks. So with me, I like women. I don't know what it is. I just like girls. I don't I don't fake it down there. Like, my ex could tell you, like, nah, she really with it. Like, and it doesn't make me jealous. I'm probably finding a girl for my guy. Hey, you like this girl? Okay, I'm going to go get her. There's probably 9 out of 10 chance that
Are you an eater or do you prefer to be eaten?
Nah, I don't really like being.
Oh, really?
I don't like being touched. It's just.
Touched?
I'm a Gemini. I like to see how I can make it. Sex should be like where you're. I like to see what I can make you do. Like, I could control your body, not doing something toxic, but something that's like a genuine thing I'm doing to you that I can make your body shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a, It's like, oh, I could make you do this. Oh, you squirted. Oh, you did this. Oh, you did whatever. This is sex. I mean, we're grown.
So you get off on the power.
Yes.
Throughout my life, usually when girls, when you ask them about what they like sexually, and then they basically tell you that they like to please the other person, usually to me that means that they're not really in touch with what they like. And oftentimes it's the kind of chicks who are sort of like disconnected. Like, I feel that, like, the chicks who say, oh, I just like to make my man happy, I don't like getting eaten out or whatever, those are the chicks who have never orgasmed.
Oh, no, I don't mean like I just do it to make my man happy. I like it.
She gets off on the power.
So,
she's
okay,
saying,
this
like,
will make you really
but then you better
out.
Tell us what you like too. You need
Adam,
to start getting your pussy
eaten. Adam, listen to
I have
this
just
shit.
The guy.
And your ass.
The guy that.
And your ass.
Look, the guy that I was with
for
never,
breakfast, lunch, dinner, groceries.
The guy that I was with never had these threesomes until they met me.
Ooh.
And that's why I don't say the name, because I have respect.
Hey,
right
so
now.
He's
like,
pissed off that he lost that.
No,
thing,
no,
huh?
No. And it's not even that. You shouldn't be pissed off just because of sex. It's just I'm a good person. I cook. I clean. I keep my shit together. Like, I'm really like that girl. I swear to you, like, I'm that girl. If we had a little outing or whatever and it was food, I'm probably going to cook. Like, I'm with all of that. I'm a good person. The problem is, it's the way we talk to each other. The communication, like saying things to hurt a person. That's what I need to grow in. I say some pretty.
You got a mouth on you?
Man, I got a mouth on me, and I'm learning it. I'm like, damn, I would. If I said that to me, I would be so hurt.
That's that Gemini shit.
I feel like if we were in a relationship, that the highs would be very high, and then the lows would be like you burning my house down.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that. I told you,
at least
I'm
throwing my clothes
jail.
Out in the yard or something.
Oh, no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to yell and talk shit. I'm learning, because if I do that, I know I'm going to jail. Like,
she
I don't
cutting up
go
the
to
Jordans,
jail.
All that
no,
shit.
No, I'm straight.
You can't,
oh,
you can't date a white guy. Let's be real.
I dated a white guy, Stephen McAbee, in eighth grade. I'll never forget.
Let's go, Stephen.
Eighth grade was a long
I'm
time
tell
ago.
You what, my mom is German and black, and my dad's black. All my family on my mom's side is white. Like, my real name is Jappel von Krishna. Like, I lived in Germany, Berlin. I lived in New York, Houston, Florida, MacDill Air Force Base, Moody Air Force Base, Valdosta, Georgia. I just, you know, I'm black.
No, you seem like you fuck with white dudes. I can't lie.
Man, I don't care about a color.
Yeah.
Because,
care.
You're definitely black in the sense that if you try to get a taxi, they're looking at you like a black person, but you've got the experience of spending a lot of time around white people.
Look, so once
because a lot of black people don't really have that.
I know how to conduct myself. I know how to conduct myself, whether you're white, Indian, Puerto Rican. I just know how to conduct myself well, where to the point any race is going to respect it. I'm like, I'm going to treat you how you treat me. If I treated you fucked up, if I was like, damn, like, what the fuck you looking at? You're going to give me that same thing back. It's common sense.
I'd probably just be staring at your ass, to be
but
honest.
But you still would be you fine, but bitch, you's annoying. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that girl. So
it must be weird for you if you don't like getting eaten, though, because I would assume
I don't mind it, though.
Like, most guys, like probably
like
us included, if we were dating Johnny Blaze, we would probably be trying to bury our face in her ass at some point as soon as possible, really.
I want my head to disappear.
I want your head to disappear as well.
Yeah, like, literally.
I never thought of it that way.
Like a little turtle head.
Yeah.
Pop out.
Yeah. I'll die with a smile on my face.
I've seen those images online, right?
I'm going to get you a girl that's this real nice.
I don't believe you. I kind of like mean girls.
All my friends are pretty, and they could be mean when they want to. All my friends are fine as fuck.
Why don't you ever bring any of them through?
I'm always, you know how I am. I got some people around for safety measures, but I'm always by myself.
Okay.
I have friends. I think it's also because of the schedules. One has a birthday right now. They're traveling from Vegas to L.A. back and forth. I'm not about to catch up. Just thought you was in Vegas. Now you're in L.A. Like, I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
All my friends are traveling.
As
so.
You get older, it comes harder and harder. Like, if you're 18 and successful, like, yeah, you're bringing all the homies with you. As soon as you're, like, 30 and successful, it's like, well, all my homies either are successful or at least have something to do.
At least people at 18, if you got some money and stuff, don't be bringing on your homies just because they was with you since day one. I'm going to tell you why. Get on to the point that you could really get on to where it's a business that's financing that shit. Don't be spending your money that you'd be sad because you ain't got it.
I'll interview a rapper when they're like 21 and they'll be coming in with hella people, and then I'll interview them at like 25 and they're coming through dolo, manager, security guard. That's it.
Going around.
Because it just becomes a business to them.
Yeah,
you
got to double that up and triple that money up to where you got yourself to the point money does not matter, where you could place people in position for a reason to be around you. Yes, you're my friend, but also if you want to be around me, let's make some money together. You know what I'm saying? Don't just have somebody around. If I have people around me, how I'm thinking the bigger I get, all right, let's say I got 40 million. Hey, let's do a million. Let's do these restaurants together. Since you've been cooking since we were kids, let's make money for there's a reason why you're around me.
So you'll put people in position. Yes, like, but only
you can't just be
sense.
Around me just to be around me. All my friends around me, I know I can put in position to make money. One has a boutique shop. Me, how I think the bigger I get, let's make 30 of them. Just put me as the person that funds it. Make 30 of them. Like, I don't never want to be broke again. I don't never want to have that feeling.
And somebody told me that if you want to make sure you never go broke again, don't invest in any restaurants. Because they go
not
broke
that,
so
but
much.
But you get what I'm saying, right? Like,
I'm just saying, somebody, a few people
told
me that.
It was an example. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
get a million malls or zoos or something. Or
zoos.
I don't know.
That's,
I'm just making
that, no, that's
up.
A good one. Let's open a zoo.
I mean,
zoo?
Me,
listen, that's what she said.
Okay, so hear
most
me out.
Most of them are privately
let
owned
me,
or
make
owned
something.
By the city, right?
So when people get a deal,
like all of them?
Like a distribution deal or something for 100K, how I would do is I watched a girl buy 200 hookahs. She went to a strip. Hear this out. Bro.
That's what she spent
in the club one night.
No, she brought them like they're hers. Okay. I swear to God, watch this.
Yeah.
She brought 200 of her own hookahs. She put them in the strip club. She makes about $5,000 to $11,000 a week.
She rent them out, basically.
So you find these things that you know you do. The vending machines, for example, find it in studios, or I go to studios all the time. So you just put these in there. You're generating money. That makes to about, I think, $700 to $1,100 if you put the right things. Like, who wants backwoods in there and stuff like that? So a lot of these rappers don't want to go to the store for safety measures. So you have all that in the vending machine that's yours. You have 12 of them around Atlanta. You're making crazy bread. I'm thinking of some other shit. So again, like the people that I have around me, I'll be like, damn, I want to do these vending machines. We'll do this together. You're the one that drives around and puts these shits back in there.
What about Pac-Man machine?
Everything. What do you mean a Pac-Man machine?
Like, just so people could play Pac-Man at the laundromat or something.
Anything, a laundromat. You can put money into the laundromat.
But why would the arcade, or like, why would any place want to take your vending machine when they could just buy the vending machine and do it themselves?
Why would
right?
they have? They should have been already had it.
Yeah,
if
but
you see,
why wouldn't
if,
they?
If you see, a lot of people don't.
No, that's definitely a business that people have. Is the yeah.
You know, Airbnbs. Hear me out. Airbnbs used to be some shit that everybody used to like buy a lot. You know what's popping right now? That LA, I love y'all for. Mm-hmm. Y'all are the reason why I got my NLE Chopper video done so quickly. Pier Space.
Oh yeah.
A
Pier
girl
Space
was on
lit.
Shade Room, and they posted. They said, if you, she said, if you get like this warehouse, for example, right? You cut these into different venues of different places.
Yeah.
There's no squatting, no nothing. She makes about 15 to 20,000 weekly because she has so many.
See, like so
that's what my girl does too.
See,
it's less and more liability in different ways. Like you said, it's better because there's not squatting. But the only problem with it is there's way more people going through it.
Oh, you get safety, security, all that.
Yeah. But like, as far as
if you're making that much money,
they be fucking shit up sometimes.
And then you go and you fix it. That's what business. Sometimes you get those things, but overall, the money is great and it's legal and safe.
My girl had a motherfucker rent their Pier Space. They were doing porn there. The dude was oiled up, fully oiled up, head to toe, and he sat on the fucking couch, and then the assistant has to go into high gear to fix the oil
cleaning
stain on the couch.
That. Get a cleaning service. You got to know what it is when you got that stuff, but it makes great money.
And then you tax them for
these artists, this is how it boils into music. These artists, like if you fucking have that on the side while you got your advance from these companies that's paying for your music, you'll have money that's keep funding for your shit. While you're already, you know, spending the money that they signed you for.
Because I saw you take a unique stance on social media where you basically said, hey, buy my OnlyFans, pay for my content so that you can fund my music dreams, which I just...
Man, I made $10,000. Thank you.
How does that go over
and
with the
audience?
And
I wasn't naked. I changed up some of my shit. Like, I'd be having a thong on with my bathing suit, just dancing to my music. Not
so you're
up,
not naked on there?
But no, I quit that because I'm getting somebody now that's... really, really affordable to get all my shit deleted off the websites.
Oh, for real?
I'm not playing.
He's scrubbing your existence?
Man, well, I got records with Neo, Tory Lanez, freaking Macy Gray. Like, I'm sitting on just marketing-wise, it's already there. I put my team put the money in, and I'm just sitting because I have to clean some shit. Like,
well,
I'm
have
really
you seen
on
the
some...
OnlyFans revenue decrease since you stopped?
I don't care. I decreased by $40,000. Mm-hmm. I did. Probably 50.
I don't. You know what's funny?
I used to make 20 to 30 maybe. A month if I wanted to, and I have I do a lot of stuff, but now it's way less and I'm okay. And who told me that if you really want music so bad, you got to slow down on some shit? And I said, well, I can't slow down on OnlyFans. That's my income and also other things too. Like, my promo's beastie, 10 million impressions a week. I'll sell you Kool-Aid with pickles in it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
not me.
There's a lot of people that like that, believe it or not.
People do like it.
They love it. And I just hustled the right way. And Deborah Ann Iwaka mom, she was like, what do you make now? Probably like $10,000 a month. And I'm okay with that. I still get to travel, get to do what I want to do. I don't live a crazy life.
What's your relationship with her like?
Amazing.
You're not working together, though?
Yeah.
You are now?
We've been. We just don't long? Post it. We've never stopped talking.
So when you posted it recently, that was the announcement?
From that picture was from months ago. We've always talked. We FaceTime. Deb loved me so much. She does treat me like a daughter. One time she was showering. This is funny. I don't
talking
care.
About
she,
Deb Antony, a.k.a. Waka Flocka's mom.
Yeah, she was showering. Just she was like, I said, Mom, what you doing? She said, I'm showering. What the hell do you want? I'm like, can you move the camera? Like, that's how close. Like, I got to go pee. She's like, well, just put the camera up. Like, we're super, like, family shit. She loves me. She's like, you got to get your shit together, yo. She's like, what you going to do? So I start cleaning my I start cleaning my image up. Like, I'm paying someone right now, legally, to get everything taken down. You won't see videos like that. You'll probably see bathing suits, me at a pool, and I sell that content. Or some people ask me to play piano in a bathing suit.
But you didn't have anything that crazy on your OnlyFans.
No,
before,
I mean,
back
then I had a mistake that happened.
Yeah, and you shamed me for not having seen it last time, so I made sure that I went and watched it the other day.
It's getting deleted.
Let me tell you, there's a lucky white man out there.
It was pretty embarrassing.
It could have been you.
It was pretty embarrassing. It was an ex of mine. Like, it wasn't like just random. Like, I don't do porn. These are like videos of like shit that I did personally, and I couldn't control.
How'd that accidentally get leaked, though?
It didn't get accidentally. I'm grown.
He probably leaked it, right?
Yeah, because I got on Love & Hip Hop, and I became like the it girl when I was on that shit. Like, I wasn't trying to be nothing else but myself. I was going through shit, and I look up, they're like, you're going to have to talk about this because it's going viral right now. And I'm like, I have to talk about this? So I felt guilty, like, felt bad, like, oh my God, it's out. So I guess I tried to cover something, but now that I think about it, I'm old. I'm like, fuck this. Like, it's way more people doing way worse than a fucking tape.
But Lush, you might not want to seek it out because I'm going to be honest.
I was going to delete it.
It didn't get
I
the
still
best.
Have time.
It didn't get the best reviews.
But this is the crazy.
And she
this
spoke
is
on this before, so I can
I
say
am
that.
I'm so happy. I know this sounds crazy. People are like, why are you smiling? Why do you think that this is fun? No, you have to accept what you did. I did it. What the fuck else can I do? Cry about it? The only thing I can do is get the bitch deleted. But the shit's funny because I did see the reviews and I'm like, okay, good. Now you don't want to fuck me. Yes.
You That's like how that?
I'm cool with that.
For OnlyFans, you probably want them to fuck you.
No. If I send out the video, you either buy it or you don't. Mm. And they like, you don't get naked no more. Look, you either going to buy this or you're not.
To be fair, like I don't mind thong content. Thong content's kind of fire.
I'm cool with that because if that leaks out, I'm okay with that. I'm at a pool and I'm like, you know, let me put my phone up. I'm at a pool party. Put my phone up. Exclusive dancing around. Cardi, I put Bobby Lights onto it. Bobby Lights put Cardi onto it. From Suki, I put onto it. Had conversations. I've never asked for money or anything. They'll tell you. And I said, look, I made a lot of money off of this. And we're in COVID right now. And nobody's going to the strip club. Start just selling stuff. Cardi ends up selling. She has over, I believe, like 50 million fans. All she does is have to do behind the scenes of her music video. This is why I'm always going to keep OnlyFans.
Yeah, has anyone ever seen Cardi B promote her OnlyFans? Like,
no, you're not understanding. All she needed was at one time. We know it exists.
That's crazy.
All it is
most
is
girls
behind
are
the scenes.
Flooding their link out.
It's behind the scenes videos of her music videos. You know how many fans want to see that they can't find it nowhere else? You have to pay me. So the bigger I get, I might open up for, I don't know, Alicia Keys or something, playing the piano. You can't get the behind the scenes nowhere else, and it's on my OnlyFans. And if I have over 50 million fans now, what do you think they're going to do? Buy it.
They're going to cop.
Because they no longer care about the twerking. I know her as the singer, and I want to see that. I can't find it nowhere else. I would, if Sade did something like that, or Aretha Franklin or whoever, I'm going to go
you
and
got
get
good
the,
taste. I can't
oh,
lie.
Oh, nah, I'm Beastie, Lauryn Hill, fucking Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey.
Jill
what?
Scott.
Yeah. Flowetry, okay. NDIRE, Erykah Badu,
all that
Monica
Neo
Brandy.
Soul, let's go.
I think she might have deleted it.
Who, me? Oh, I'm not playing
No,
it.
Cardi.
Do you?
It's nothing bad.
But I don't even think it exists.
Yeah, she probably just, you know, a bad baby, the same thing. She don't.
Oh,
you
she
don't
was have making to be, millions.
You don't have to be naked no more. You can, you, DDG did YouTube. He said a statement. He said, DDG said that people on the internet, like influencers, they're making more money than some rappers. It's true, because if you take your time just as much as you take time doing music and you become, you have a fan base, you're going to make money off of it.
You know who else making more money than rappers?
TikTokers?
YouTubers.
Yes, that's what he said, a YT. I never knew what that was, a YT.
White.
He's talking about, yeah, white people, YT.
Well, there's two meanings of YT.
It's
one way is so that like people can talk shit about white people on Twitter and not get their account deleted.
Whites, yeah.
So whites. They'll say like, God, I wish we could just kill all the YTs, and that means whites
whiteys,
or whatever.
Whiteys.
I think it came about because people were trying to avoid getting banned or whatever.
Stay out the
the hate speech streets.
No, real shit. I'm gonna tell you something. Somebody said this to me. They're like, "You're a big fan of Nicki Minaj." I'm like, "Yes. Fucking love Nicki."
Who doesn't?
You like Cardi, and I seen her at you went to her birthday party. I said, yes, I like Cardi.
But then, Nicki will unfollow your ass.
No. I'm a
We know people that Nicki Minaj has unfollowed for fucking with Cardi ways.
I put this on God. If Nicki, let's say if Nicki followed me and then she unfollowed me because of whatever reason, I am not going the route of what other people was. I am still going to post, I love Nicki. I'm different. I ain't got time for it. It's a lot of people that I'm very cool with that when I'm with them, I don't speak their business because I would never want you to do that to me.
But don't you think that saying you're cool with Nicki in that circumstance is kind of like saying you're cool with Russia, where you just like have to? You have to.
Kick aside.
I
think that's how a lot of people are.
You know what else it is too? I'm an R&B girl. I'm not in the rap. You get what I'm saying? It gets difficult when it's a female rapper when they say that.
You basically
because
saying,
you're in that realm. I'm an R&B girl.
My name ain't Paul. That's between y'all.
Yeah, like we're R&B girls. We don't. If you look at the R&B history, you don't see a lot of fights in R&B.
Is R&B dead?
No.
Like numbers wise, isn't it like at its worst state ever?
Well, I think it's weird because R&B.
We're stuck that's in what 90s. I'm hearing. 90s has crippled us. 90s was the best R&B music
ever.
So we have this crippled thing about us inside our body.
Well, also,
where we're like,
rappers be singing now, too.
Yeah, we're like, we don't want to hear nothing but what this was. Like, that's why samples, sometimes people get mad about them, but then sometimes they like them.
Samples are popping right now.
They're popping, but some people are complaining, and then they end up liking it because you have no choice. It's in there. So we're stuck in the 90s, like, realm. I am. I love 90s.
Samples are Randy's a cheat code to making a hit, but then at the same time,
you gotta kill it, though.
You just have to basically give a bunch of the money to the person who helped you.
You know
hit,
what's crazy?
You know?
I'm okay with that.
But just putting familiar song, like I'll hear the most random. I listened to Dream Dolls album because we were supposed to do an interview before it got canceled for some reason, and I was like kind of shocked how like a bunch of the songs had like very recognizable samples, even if it was just in the bass or whatever. And I'm like, damn.
I like it.
But there's a lot of value, I think, to these artists. Like they
see
that as such
Sweetie's
does that too.
Tap in. That's my type. You feel me,
like, Sweetie?
Those are both samples.
I don't care about anybody's drama. I look at music. The girl knows what she's doing. She is not going to be liked. Her music's not going to be liked by everybody. My music's not liked by everybody. But majority likes her and is paying her fucking bills. And she's doing it for them. She got like that type of 15-year-olds. And when you go into, when they clown Forever 21, that's a big-ass store. That's a lot of stores around. So y'all saying it's mall music and stuff, that's a lot of fucking malls.
That's a big demographic.
It's on soundtracks. You know, soundtracks, you can make a lot of money, too.
And the thing about the sample thing is, like, look, back in the 90s, everyone used to sample soul records from the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we in 2020, so what are people sampling? Shit from 20 years before that.
They'll
it's all
like,
rap
like
shit,
little samples
R&B.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Everybody does it. Everyone does it. It's fucking normal at this point.
Okay, so what's your attitude on making these features happen with artists like Enele Chaba, Boosie, etc.? Like, how do you end up picking the rappers that you want to work with? And you said that you were kind of shocked by how fast the Enele Chaba one came together.
I don't know how it'd be happening. I kid you not, I don't understand at all. Right now, after this interview, I got Macy Gray telling me, you got a session with me at 6. I want you to write. And I'm just sitting here
Can
like,
Lush come?
Come
on.
Come?
That sounds amazing.
You really want to come? I'll send y'all the address. It's a writer session.
Oh, wow.
He is nothing if not a writer.
Like, do you know Macy Gray? You know Macy Gray? Like,
do I know Macy Gray?
No, some people don't. Some people don't, and I'd just be sitting there like,
we have the same voice. How could I not know?
She's so mellow. She's fucking cool. So
she's
fire.
I love me some
I just be working. I don't really pick who it is. I'll DM and be like, hey, I would like to do music with you one day or whatever like that. And I look up the recent person that followed me was Jamie Foxx.
Oh, wow.
I was smoking and I was like, this is rapper weed. I got it from my cousin, like, in Atlanta. He's like, this one's different. And I'm like, okay, that weed was crazy. And I'm like, maybe I'm just high. Did this person just, I'm like, the fuck? And it's like on some, like, I keep doing your thing. That's what he's telling me, like, keep doing your thing. He doesn't like any of my, like, crazy, he likes, like, all of my piano shit. So it means that I'm doing something. So then I might ask the person, let me do a feature. I don't know what happens.
He probably scared to like your pics. He got a whole-ass white girlfriend, don't he?
No. It wasn't, what I'm saying is that it wasn't on like that. It was like on some...
How do you know, though, as a woman?
I know.
When's the last time you went to like a studio session and ended up not being quite what you thought it was?
No, it's never happened.
Never.
Never?
I swear. I think,
what about
I
an
think
interview?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't go to the Macy session now.
I kid you not. I don't have any of those crazy stories. I've never had no crazy ass studio session. Tory Lanez session, it was his birthday. They brought a cake out. He had people on computers trying to figure out what his album names needed to be. This shit was like unreal. They sung him happy birthday. I was on my phone. They was playing a video game. And he said, send the song. Like, it was real, like,
so,
all right, let me
since
finish.
You're so tired with Tory, what's your prediction for this trial that's going on?
I don't, that's me being real. I don't.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
I'm out of it.
I mean, I know what I think happened, but I don't know what the fuck is going to be the verdict.
Know. You know what I know? I know I'm a bad bitch.
Is Tory the homie, though, or?
That's my friend. I'm friends with everybody.
Megan the homie?
I'm friends with everybody. I think she fine as fuck. She dope as fuck. When she was coming up, she came in the club and spent the bands on me. Like,
really?
In okay. Blue Flame. Like, I'm not no hater. I don't get into it. That's why people like me so much. I don't care. I'm not going to tell your business. I don't give a fuck about no money, no nothing. Like, I get my own check. Like, yeah. You can't force me to be something else. You can't punk me. So I mind my fucking business. It's the best feeling ever. I really be like, they like, you heard of, you know about, no.
I heard Steve Carell's like that.
I don't give a fuck.
I believe he
you
is.
Can't get him to talk shit about anybody.
Yeah,
he
you
seems
not,
like a nice guy, right?
Because when you start going like this, everybody else that sees you going like that don't want to be around you because you go like this.
When I heard that about Steve Carell, I was like, wow, that would be a great way to go through
sense?
Life.
1,000%.
But it would also equal probably one of the most boring podcasts of all time.
But look, I can still pop my shit, though. Even though I don't say everything.
Nah, but you're
ducking the smoke on the Tory and Meg question, though. Let's just call it what it is. As a podcaster, that's unacceptable.
And I
as a guest, it's fine.
So that's cool because I'm a guest.
Yeah. I'm just saying, as a podcaster, if you can't take a controversial stance,
I probably couldn't do.
That's going to be tough.
I would suck at podcasts.
But in your heart,
to an extent,
in your heart, you have an opinion on it, though.
My opinion is, I'm a bad bitch. I gotta be me.
I share that opinion.
I got to. I got to, because that shows your that's my character. If that goes out and that shows that I'm being, they'd be like, nah, she just really don't want to. I want some money.
Actually, I can't say you're a bad bitch. I say you're a bad woman.
Woman.
Oh, here y'all go with
come
the fucking blended.
Come on.
Y'all are fucking out.
Okay, so here's a question. A little
watch
bird.
That mic.
I hit the mic with my tooth. Thank God these bitches is cured.
Cured?
Secured.
Oh, secured. Okay. I thought there was like a different type of mic that protects teeth that I didn't know about.
I hit it hard.
Cured
it
tooth.
Like,
or cured mic stand. Okay. A little birdie sent me a video of you and Drake having a conversation in the club, which I thought was interesting because last time we were on here, I was trying to ask you questions about him because you guys had a little bit of a, you know, thing publicly where you called him out at one point, basically, and I believe you didn't talk for many years. So what are you doing talking to him in the club? What was that?
Nothing, just being positive. I don't really know what to really say, honestly, because I don't be knowing when shit's going to happen. Remember when I told you that? I don't be knowing, but it was probably the best moment because I just trying to be friends with people. Like, this is probably the most, like, emotional / happy that nobody would not understand. Because all I want to do is music. I know I'm fire, like, but it's some shit that I've done in my life that I'm not proud of. Like, that shit be irking me. Like, bitch, you fucked up.
Like trashing Drake publicly.
Just doing, fucked up shit. I said this before, I think. I was like, it was really hard. I always stumble on it because it's a sensitive thing for me.
So if we was chopping it up with you 5 years ago, we'd be getting a different.
I was terrible. Yeah. I was, you'll be like. I used to say it, but now she always takes it like, look, she still talks about me, but it's the truth. I was like a black cat Stacks.
I was about to say you had your Selena Powell moment there.
Yeah, look, yeah, that, like, times 10.
Cat Stacks is the, she's
that
the origin.
That shit ugly. That shit ugly and it's weak as fuck when you can, I could make millions off my voice and instead I'm just doing petty shit. So it was whatever y'all did see, it, whatever y'all seen, I don't know what to say what you seen.
But did you had a conversation with him that in some way.
I mean, I won't say what I don't want to, but it was positive things. Things that I've really, like I said, what I've said to you on the interview that I wish would happen so I could better myself in my career. Like, I just want to be peaceful with people. I had issues with a lot of people such as him, Cash Doll. I had, like, fallouts. Like, I love Cash Doll. Like, where I reached out and was like, I'm wrong. Alexis Sky, you know, Lyra Galore. It was people that was, like, in the DM, like, you're sorry? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little off. And it doesn't need to be like that. And I'm hoping you forgive me. And I'm thankful that now my whole list is like really checked off. Mm. That's what I care.
So you got no beef.
I wouldn't even say it was beef. It was, you know, when you're young, you do stupid shit and you be wishing you didn't do it. Like, I wish I never did it. It like, and it's cool. So I do feel really good. That's probably why I'm like happy as fuck. Like, just everything coming into play. This is my second interview on this motherfucker.
Look at
and
you.
I was DMing annoying the fuck out there. Hey, look, I know y'all see me.
No, you were deleted from Mad Long, so I like couldn't even find your Instagram,
page,
right?
And yeah. I was just going at it with no check, blue check.
How you get deleted?
I always get deleted.
Just that ass?
Too much ass?
No, it's just people spamming my shit. They just terrible.
You got haters that just try to weaponize the shit and get it taken
down? I mean,
down?
Shit, I had this page for only 3 months. It's almost at 600K. So I just, people like me.
But you still have the other account with over a million, right?
2 million, and I need
but you don't
help.
Have access to it or what?
Yes, it's up, but I can't get into it.
Really?
Yeah, the person helped me get it up, which was gone for 2 years, and then now it's there, and I can't get in it.
What the fuck?
But I'm going to figure it out. I'm sure somebody, look, if you know how to really help me get into my account, please DM me. Because I know his platform crazy, and I know a lot of y'all damn technicians be watching his shit.
Yeah, I'm picturing them hacking it right now. Yeah,
they're like, oh, boy. Look, I found it. Somebody going to DM me, watch it. Like, you was on Adams, and I just, thank
yeah.
Because a lot of shit happens to Adams. Adams. No jumper. Adams.
I have a new name, Adams.
Adams,
yeah. That's what Smack called me, Adams. Right?
That's fire.
That's what I've heard.
What's your name, Adams?
Adams is cool, right?
You got to squint your eyes when you do it, like, Adams.
I'm Molecules.
Adams.
No, I'm not.
Sam
like
Adams.
It gotta be sexy, Adam. Like.
No, I'm not trying to get sexy.
Adam, he said.
Don't try to make me be like you. I'm not trying to be on this like sexy, smooth R&B wave.
I am not on a sexy. I've been talking shit since I got here.
What was it like working with Eleni Chapa though? You make that song together? Or you just did the video together?
Everything together. Okay. Studio sessions, everything.
What was that like though? Like as a collaborator? How was Chapa?
Was he off the CMOS?
Did he give you those BBL pills?
Why would I need those?
I mean, can't have too much of a good thing, right?
I don't want to have a bunch. That'd be scary. Like, I'd be wanting girls' legs to match so bad. Look, I'm going to tell y'all something because I'm coming from experience of lipo, right, and surgery.
Please
this is
guide
a,
us
this
into
is a
the wilderness.
This is a, no, I really want y'all to understand. Please don't, when you don't have a butt, please do not think that getting it overly done, knowing that your legs are small, don't do that. Get it to your size because it's gonna look amazing, right? Don't overboard it with the big titties, then you ain't got no butt. Like, be honest with yourself. Keep saving up till you can get both done. Like, don't do that. Like, be real with yourself and stop going on people's table. Don't get the ass shots. Really go and find. Like, don't cheat your body.
What's like a typical
God,
to get done properly? How
baby
much that gonna
like
run you?
Ants out here, I'm mad.
Look like a Bug's Life.
Fucking goddamn! You know the Men in Black, the little twins,
right,
with the big bellies. Y'all bitches is pissing me. A lowercase P and a lowercase D. You bitches is pissing me off.
What's that finna run somebody though? If they want to get it done properly,
go to the doctor. Dr. Curves is a great doctor. Dr. Miami's cool. There's a couple of them out there. Like, do your research too. Come on, don't.
I have seen plenty of girls on TikTok and stuff who just have like the most ridiculous looking fake ass, and they clearly
their legs don't match.
They look so stupid, but they find one angle that it looks good at, and they just make TikToks. And I'm sure their OnlyFans is cracking.
Adam is calling them out.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's some weird looking stuff out there.
If you see a bitch in the same position in all her TikToks,
there was a girl that I've been following for a while, trying to get her on here or whatever, right? And from her photos, you would think that she had the most glorious ass you'd ever seen. And then she posted some videos of her, like, walking around. And I was just like, dude, if that was my girl, I would, like, no, I can't.
It,
like,
was she, bad?
It just
bad?
Looked like straight clown shit walking around. Like, I would be embarrassed to be walking down the street with her. Now, that being said, a lot of guys who watch this podcast would probably not feel that way. They'd be like, fuck
they
it.
They like it. Yeah. And it's just like, what's wrong with
you? They
y'all?
Like it if that's all they can get. But,
no,
you know.
No, that ain't right.
If you only had New York strip, you ain't never had filet mignon. You feel me? Like,
Yeah.
Because a Fendi fact play, girl. Come on.
I just, y'all got to get it right. Y'all going to get it together, I hope. The legs got to match the ass, man.
It's tough to pull it off, though. Let's be real.
That's not. You just match what you know. You dumb bitches go in there and then be like, put more.
But the fat be falling in all kinds of weird ways. That's you don't know how right. It's going to heal up.
Yeah. I feel like technology is getting better, too. Like, mm-mm. Back in the day, remember, like, the boob drops of the 90s? They looked hella,
I miss them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same, though. They way better now. Like,
they're
titties,
way,
like,
way better.
No,
way
the
better.
Ass implants.
That's what I'm
Me
saying.
Me and my girl, like, have worked with a couple girls who had ass implants. Like, it's a piece of plastic or some shit in there.
That's different. That could kill you in 20 years. We don't know. Like,
no, and those girls always end up getting it removed, which is also weird.
Didn't Cardi recently say, like, don't?
She said she had 90% of her ass filled. Is taken out or something,
which
what's
is crazy because she still got hella ass.
I didn't know you could just do that.
Cardi always been fine.
Yeah,
we used to dance together. That's I love that girl. Every time she see me, she's the same. That's what I like about people. No matter how big you get, you the same. But one thing about it, she fired. She been fired.
I lost my tip.
Ass was poking.
Where'd my tip go?
Tip drill.
I mean, realistically.
Tip drill.
But you know, but that video changed my life.
Man.
Oh, I got it.
The tip drill video.
Oh, the tip of my.
We should remake that.
We should remake that.
We're never going to find a song that iconic.
Tip drill? That's a classic.
That is.
Did anyone even remember the song? Like, the song didn't matter that much, right?
BET Uncut changed
my
life.
No, actually, yeah, BET Uncut was fire. And then also, that song, it was the whole song.
Song was fire, but the video.
The video was out of control.
Iconic.
There will never be another music video that has that kind of cultural impact, because it's all these years later, and still to this day, I've probably had this conversation with like 1,000 people in my life where they're like, you remember the tip drill video? Remember tip drill? Like, that's like this thing that to so many people stands out as an era in their life.
They were showing the videos that cost over $1 million. So the Scream video for Michael Jackson and Janet was $12 million to make.
Right.
Will Smith's video was 3.3. J Lo and I think Jay Z's was 4.4 million. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what? That's a lot of freaking money. Cisco song was $1 million to make.
But yeah, back videos, then, that was kind of normal, right?
All them Hype Williams videos.
Jesus, $1 million? Like, $12 million?
But they was movies.
Yeah, the Scream from Michael Jackson and Janet was definitely a movie.
That was a movie.
Most of the rappers I know make their videos on like a $100 budget,
yeah,
realistically.
It's different now. Yeah. It's different now.
Just get some pounds of weed. Gun,
I'm
pint of lean.
I'm sick of you.
Just hold that up. Boom. Doesn't that sound like a music video?
That's the biggest expense, the lean.
I be wanting to do stories, yo. Like, the stories is what's fire. Like,
stories? What, skits,
like,
and shit?
No, like, actual, like, visuals, like how Ariana Grande, more of, like, that type of vibe.
Or even, like Nelly,
like,
Dilemma, who was, like,
yeah,
you feel me,
Nas
shit like that.
And shit. Like,
or,
I
like tip
stuff.
Drill.
Or, like, Travis Scott.
Or, like, tip drill.
You just go right back to tip drill. I'm saying all this elegant, fire-ass shit. Tip drill. Fuck that. Back to tip drill.
So again, tip drill. Pretty good video.
I can't think of anything else now.
Oh, you asked me about NLEN Studio. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
CMOS. Awesome as hell.
BBL yeah, like, Pulse, right.
No, like, he cool. Like, he's super cool. Like, he records right there, and it was quick as hell. Me and my label at the time was there. We were just sitting there like, this is dope. I've never had a bad moment in a studio. That's what we were talking about. Yeah, I've never had, like, a moment like that. Maybe because people know I'm 7:30.
She gonna go crazy.
You said you're 7:30.
They don't even know what that means anymore.
No,
if you 7:30, that means you're crazy. Hit me on the head means page me. Yep. I'm not gonna keep going.
That big L shit. Come on.
I was.
It's actually weird to me that there's like a large percentage of people watching this that have no idea what that
was. 7:30 is.
We're gonna fix that.
It's gonna trend now.
We gotta put out the Big L documentary, dude.
No, we're gonna,
we gotta do it.
We're gonna make one.
An AI interview with him.
I mean, that's a slippery slope, sir.
Or a hologram.
No, but we are gonna make. I was already talking. We're gonna do like a Big L documentary, mini doc for No Jumper. So you heard it here first.
It's a good idea. But the thing is, you need assets. Is there even like video footage of him back
there's
in the day?
There's got to be some stuff. There's a lot right? of assets. Absolutely.
Mm. Interesting.
Absolutely.
That's dope.
Dame Dash going to steal it from you.
Yeah. Now that we said it.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So what else you got coming that we need to know about? What's going on in the world of Johnny Blaze?
I'm actually on like, it's fourth quarter. So I usually work a lot. I'm not working or anything. I'm just like chilling. I was supposed to went back to Atlanta. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to climb the mountain. I just want to
write for Macy Gray.
I want to do sessions and I want to do music. It's a difficult time shifting over there when you're in a certain type of lifestyle. I got to be corny a little bit. And I'm cool with it. If you want to say corny, I guess laid back. And that's what I'm doing right now and getting music together. So that's what I'm doing. I don't know if that's special or anything, but it's really placing things so that when I do release music, my single with Neo, we're going to drop, and then we'll do Tory, I'm hoping, after. And it's just like the buildup.
Could be good timing with Tory.
I got some features. And I try to like stay away from, but I have to keep on going on my behalf of my stuff. So I'm just like, regardless of what's going on, I got to still do my music because I love music. It's dope. So I'm just chilling, you know. I'm around. I got my website. Finally, we put it together. My shirts, my hoodies, my lighters, my lashes, my waist trainers. And we're having the sportswear in spring. So
maybe I'll get my girl a Johnny Blaze waist trainer for Christmas.
Fire.
Hey, I'll just send you a big gift bag.
A waist trainer just literally holds your waist in.
No, I work out. I told you I gained like a lot of weight, and I would walk on an incline of 15, 4.0 speed for 2 hours, and I wouldn't eat like bread, sugar, and all this stuff, like just really juicing a lot. And I put the waist trainer on, and you have this this stuff that you put on your stomach, it burns. So you're just sweating, but it's also shaping your body too, especially if you got surgery done. I got surgery done years ago, but I could still shape myself because the fat goes away. It's still there.
So. It's like what a corset used to do back in the day.
It keeps yourself. But you got to work out. So I do leg. My legs were huge, way bigger than this. I was big girl. Yeah. I liked it though.
I can't imagine I can imagine a lot of that weight being in your ass
no,
and you like
you
looking
won't believe
like
where it was
3
at.
Inches
fucking,
taller when you sit down.
My head. My fucking face is like.
Oh yeah,
my head,
my fucking head.
It's carrying about 50 pounds in my
like,
skull,
this shit
man.
Going like 50 pounds. I had like a lot of shit going on. I had to get myself together. You don't ever want to lose yourself the older you get. You want to be the older fine. Like you look
Facts.
At your, you want to be fucking fine. I want to be fine.
Yeah, we're trying to get hot too.
You know what I'm saying? When I get 50, like you looking like damn, like Trina and Ashanti is so disrespectful.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ashanti, golly, Jesus.
She's damn near
girl.
Even finer than she was before.
Yeah, like you going backwards again.
Yeah.
Trina is another one. Like,
I love me
fine.
Some Trina.
Yeah, like I want to do that too. So you got to start early.
I'm trying to do that too.
Look, you're drinking water. You starting already.
What else am I going to drink?
I mean, people be drinking soda and shit. Like
I saw Duno drinking watered down Gatorade.
I mix mine, so I don't be a
You mix
sweet.
It with what, water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
All right, diluted?
I'm over here clowning them. I just thought that was kind of out of the ordinary, but yeah, whatever you got to do. All right, Johnny, appreciate you coming through.
Appreciate
you.
You
the illest, for real.
Thank you.
And thank you for getting Lush involved with the Macy Gray management
yeah,
team.
Like,
oh, yeah,
if
of course.
Come, I'm thank, serious.
Thank you, your sweetheart.
I'm so serious.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Sorry, I was drinking water.